It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the federal government shutdown continues, lawmakers are split over extending subsidies for Affordable Care Act marketplaces.
Democratic lawmakers say it's a priority to pass subsidies in addition to funding the government. Republicans, for the most part, argue for funding the government now and negotiating subsidies later this year.
The clock is ticking as people are signing up for employer plans now, in some cases, and the enrollment period for Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage starts November 1st.
Nathan Hodek is the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner. Commissioner Hodek, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
The Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage at the center of this shutdown. Has uncertainty over subsidies affected the kind of plans insurers are providing or saying they're going to provide next year here in Wisconsin?
Unfortunately, it has. We're very concerned about what the not extending the enhanced premium subsidies is going to do for our ACA market as we go into 2026. We've been very fortunate in Wisconsin the last few years to have a strong and stable health insurance market. In the Affordable Care Act marketplace, we actually hit our highest enrollment in the current year. We have a little over 313,000 Wisconsin residents enrolled in that market. And we're very concerned that without the enhanced premium subsidies being extended, we're going to see tens of thousands of people potentially lose that coverage. And so that's very concerning as we're about to enter the open enrollment period for next year. And that's why it's really important as Congress is continuing this debate that they continue the enhanced subsidies to make sure that we keep our market strong and stable and people don't lose their coverage.
Let's talk about timing. November 1st, as we mentioned, that's when the enrollment period for marketplace coverage starts. Is it significant to you? How important is it that this subsidy issue gets resolved one way or another by then?
I mean, the sooner the better. Frankly, this should have been resolved months ago. Insurance commissioners, my colleagues from across the country have sent, I think, four different letters collectively to Congress, going back to earlier this year, explaining the importance of making sure that these enhanced premium subsidies are extended. And the longer this drags out, the more negative impact it's going to have on people's ability to get coverage. So, you know, we can still make it work for next year's coverage period. But the longer this drags out, the more challenging it's going to be for people to get the coverage they need for next year.
The enhanced subsidies were passed under a COVID-related piece of legislation, right? This is kind of an emergency to help people out during a tough time. Is there a case to be made to say, hey, that emergency is over, we can be done with those subsidies and let things shake out the way the Affordable Care Act was originally intended?
Well, the reality is we continue to see healthcare costs overall increase. And as a result, we see health insurance costs increase because health insurance reflects the underlying cost of healthcare overall. And so keeping the subsidies in place is really important to make sure that people can afford healthcare coverage as we're seeing these costs increase.
If this extension fails to pass before the subsidies expire in December, you mentioned you see a significant number of people losing coverage or not being able to afford that marketplace coverage. What about downgrading options? The Trump administration at some points has said, hey, maybe you go to a lower level of coverage, a catastrophic care type of level of coverage. Will those options be a significant difference if these subsidies don't pass?
You know, one of the important things to remember about the Affordable Care Act marketplace is that there are certain guaranteed healthcare coverage aspects. You know that if you're getting an ACA market health plan, you'll be able to get access to maternity care and to visit your doctor and different care that you need. The concern is that with some of these other non-ACA compliant plans, that you don't get that level of coverage. And on top of that, it can actually cost more for people. So that's really been one of the strengths and one of the benefits of the ACA marketplace is that it's provided a lot of people, like I said, 313,000 people in Wisconsin have coverage through this marketplace. It's provided good, strong healthcare coverage that allows people to get the care they need for themselves and their families. And if they lose that coverage and have to go on lesser coverage with higher deductibles and higher out-of-pocket costs and less benefits, that's very concerning for access to care for people across the state.
Is it a concern, again, if the subsidies don't go through, they aren't maintained, and people start dropping out of marketplace coverage, are you concerned that some insurance providers might withdraw from some markets in the state?
Unfortunately, that's a concern as we already look to next year. Insurance companies are looking at the market dynamics, looking at what makes sense for them from a business practice standpoint, and having to make decisions about what plans they're offering in the marketplace, what service areas they're offering those plans. So there's really a compounding effect here where without the enhanced premium subsidies being extended, not only do we see premium rates increase for people, but we're also likely to see fewer plan options for people. And again, as I mentioned, we've been very fortunate. Over the last few years, we've seen more insurance companies providing more plan options, really in almost every corner of the state. And because of the subsidies being in place, people have been able to find ACA compliant plans, no matter where they live in Wisconsin, at a very affordable rate, in some cases, $0 premium plans. But that's going to change. We're very concerned that that people, regardless of where you live in the state, are going to experience some pretty extreme sticker shock when the open enrollment period begins. And that will lead to people, unfortunately, dropping coverage. And, then when they need care in the future, they won't have the health insurance and the protection of health insurance that will allow them to get the care they need and not put themselves in a position where it can be potentially financially devastating if they don't have the right health insurance.
Affordable Care Act subsidies are at the center of the federal government shutdown. Nathan Hodek is with us, insurance commissioner here in Wisconsin, looking at the impact of these subsidies and their potential disappearance next year, what it all means for Wisconsin. Commissioner Hodek, you mentioned your colleagues, other insurance commissioners around the country, making the case to Congress to extend that. It struck me Republican and Democratic insurance commissioners seem to be on the same page. Are you generally seeing that kind of bipartisan support from your colleagues around the country?
Yes, there is. There's bipartisan concern from my colleagues, other insurance commissioners in states across the country, red states and blue states, because everyone is seeing a negative impact as we look ahead to next year from not extending the enhanced subsidies. In some states, we're seeing premiums be filed for next year that are increasing by as much as 40-50%. I mean, that's going to be some extreme sticker shock for people. And so, insurance commissioners, regardless of, again, red state or blue state, want to make sure that they maintain a stable and strong market where people can access care and an affordable price point. And without the enhanced premium subsidies being in place, there's a real concern that just won't be attainable for a lot of people, regardless if you're in Wisconsin or any other state across the country.
And we're focusing, of course, on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. A lot of changes came through that congressional funding bill earlier this year. Do you have your eye on anything, any other kinds of health insurance? Have there been other shakeups because of the congressional funding bill or this shutdown with other kinds of health coverage?
Well, we know there's going to be a number of changes to Medicaid coming down the road. And we don't deal with the Medicaid program at our department, so I'll defer discussing Medicaid to my colleagues at the Department of Health Services. But one thing I'd like to highlight is there was actually a recent study that just came out from the Urban Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that showed that without the enhanced premium subsidies being in place, we're expecting uncompensated care costs to increase by $73 million in Wisconsin next year. And what that means is that's not just having a negative impact for people who have enrollment through the ACA market, those costs, that $73 million in additional uncompensated care, gets spread throughout the entire healthcare system. So regardless of what type of healthcare coverage you have, if you get coverage through your employer or any other type of coverage, those costs, those uncompensated care costs, $73 million are going to be spread and paid by everyone across the state who has any type of coverage. And so that's you know, where this isn't just about the 313,000 people who are enrolled in this market. There's real concern about the ripple effect and just the overall impact on the healthcare marketplace as we look not just to next year, but beyond 2026 as well.
Returning to the Affordable Care Act marketplace as we start to wrap up, Commissioner Hodeck, people who are on the marketplace right now are thinking about it. They may be hearing us talk. They may be hearing this news and saying, well, that's not for me, then I'm not going to bother looking. What do you tell people concerned about or curious about ACA marketplace coverage given this uncertainty?
We always tell people to shop around. The open enrollment period is an opportunity to go to healthcare.gov and look for plan options that are right for you and your family. There are a lot of options still out there, even though we might see a reduction from the number of options we have this year. There are still a lot of plan options out there, and there are various price points for people to look at those plan options. So it's important that people maintain health insurance for the financial protection for you and your family. So we encourage people to use the open enrollment period, shop around, and use your voice, reach out to your member of Congress, and encourage them to extend the enhanced premium subsidies so we can make sure the market stays strong and stable.
Commissioner Hodeck, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Nathan Hodeck is the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner. We've been talking about the federal shutdown and a debate over extending subsidies for Affordable Care Act marketplaces. Have you been using Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage, or are you thinking of doing it next year? What are you seeing? What's that experience been like? What are you worried about as open enrollment comes up on November 1st? Email us, wisconsintoday@wpr.org, to share your story.